We discussed previously that in chinuch, when educating our children, we have to take care not to bring God into the picture inappropriately. And I think that there's one point that needs to be added, and that is that there are areas where God belongs in the picture and we don't. Let me explain. A child tells his father, let's take a good example. I'm not going to bench now. You didn't give me the toy I wanted. I'm not going to bench. So that's an example of something which is pretty common today, where a child tries to use something religious to bend the parent's arm. We have to know that on the one hand, the child has to understand that it's very important to us. We want him to perform mitzvot. But on the other hand, it is his responsibility between him and Hashem. If you don't bench, I'm not going to be upset at you. Oh, you didn't bench. I'm going to be sad for you. I feel bad for you. I want you to bench because it's good for you. If you told me, let's think of it in these terms. If a child said, I'm not going to change my socks for a week. So would we say, oh, I'm almost so upset you're not changing your socks all week? Maybe. But it would probably be better if we sat and explained to the kid, hey, you don't want fungus growing on your feet. You don't want everyone around you to think you stink. So you should change your socks. It's for your benefit. You're not doing me a favor when you change your socks. It's you. It's you who's going to stink. It's you who's going to suffer. What? I might tell him, hey buddy, stay away. Keep your distance. I don't have to smell the stench. But the important point as far as getting the message across, you have to change your socks, is it's for you. As a normal adult, this is how you have to function. Well, to a great extent,
if you look at it, everything you do is for him. I mean, he does for
him. Yeah, but there are instances we discussed last time where it's not right to involve God in the picture. If I want my son to bring me a cup of water, I don't think it's right to lay it on and say, hey, you want to do the mitzvah, keep it up, hey, go get me that glass of water. Come on, there's a bunch of men happy with you. You're not getting me a drink. You have a mitzvah here. That's what we discussed last time. So I just wanted to balance that with the other side of that, which is there are times when it's very important that the child understands you're not hurting me. I want what's good for you, and I want you to do that, and I expect you to do that, and sometimes if the child is young enough, then I could even insist that you do that. We're not going to continue with the meal before you make Asher Yatzar. You came out of the bathroom, you washed your hands, very nice. Now you're going to make the blessing, and then we'll continue the meal. There are times where you may put your foot down, depending on the age of the child. A 4-year-old child, so you can't give too many lectures. Hey, you know, you can give the message, you can tell the child, you know, the Rebbein Shalom gave us a mitzvah, it's not right, make a bracha. But you're not doing me a favor. After he makes the bracha, I can tell him, I'm very proud of you, that was very nice. Kol kavod. You can give compliments and you could strengthen it. But it's important in the child's mind that he understands it's your life, it's your p'chira chofshit, and it's your responsibility to do what's right. All too often, parents confuse these two points. And then they develop a situation where the child feels like my performance of mitzvahs is as a favor to you. And then it becomes a chip that the child uses when he's fighting with the parents. Now everyone dreams that their children are never going to fight with them.
But sometimes the parents will say, oh, well, you don't do bracha, you know, well, there's some great ice cream for dessert, but you know, maybe not do the bracha, it's alright. It's more ice cream for us. Because in a way, you're like...
Sometimes. But you have to be careful how you do it. Sometimes you tell the kid, this is the way we live in this house. You want dessert, you make a bracha achrona. I'm not saying that's wrong. But again, you're not making it personal. So long as it's not personal, we have to be very careful. Just like we said that we can't involve Hashem in things that we are personally biased, that we have a personal interest. But at the same token, we have to be careful not to involve ourselves personally in things that should really be between Him and Hashem. We can make rules. We could say, in this house, we don't eat dessert till you bench. You don't bench, you won't get dessert. But that's not enough.
Sometimes you'll even make a special thing. Oh, we have great dessert, and no, you don't bench, and we're not going to give you any. So it's not a general rule that you've ever made.
my main point, which I don't think we're disagreeing on, is not to confuse what's me and what's God. What's me, let's be honest, is me, and what's God, let's be honest, is God. And I my job to be mechanech is to do what God says, but we have to remember it's still God.
But still we're also trying to encourage him, even though he doesn't know it, even for the right reasons, like deserve. And it is, you do have to do that.
Fine, I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying it depends on age.
Depends on age.
Okay.